It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book is featured in the Great American Read series on PBS. Addison Godfrey reviews The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho.
When I first saw PBS's list of 100 books vying for the title Great American Read, I wasn't sure which one I would vote for. There were so many books I loved on that list. I wasn't sure I'd be able to pick just one. Little did I know I'd end up voting for a book I hadn't read yet. This past year, I participated in a year-long student teaching experience at the State College Area High School. On my last day, one of my colleagues gave me a gift, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. She had gotten me the 25th anniversary edition, and I was hooked from the moment I read the following lines from the foreword Coelho wrote in 2014. When I read about clashes around the world, political clashes, economic clashes, cultural clashes, I am reminded that it is within our power to build a bridge to be crossed. Even if my neighbor doesn't understand my religion or understand my politics, he can understand my story. If he can understand my story, then he's never too far from me. It is always within my power to build a bridge. Since its initial publication, The Alchemist has become the most translated book by any living author, a testament to the fact that Coelho's story resonates with individuals across languages and cultures. I love the idea that stories can act as a bridge to bring people together. I believe that idea is at the heart of the search for the Great American Read, and it's one of the many reasons why Coelho's novel gets my vote. The Alchemist tells the story of Santiago, an Andalusian shepherd boy who sells his flock to fulfill his personal legend, traveling to Egypt in search of treasure. Along the way, he meets a king and an alchemist who encourage him to continue on his quest. As Santiago leaves Spain and travels through Africa, he learns lessons that are important for all of us to remember. The king teaches Santiago about the world's greatest lie, that at a certain point in our lives, we lost control of what's happening to us, and our lives become controlled by fate. The alchemist teaches Santiago how to listen to his heart, and Santiago teaches us that it's the possibility of having a dream come true that makes life interesting. I thought this book was beautiful and lyrical and wise. I still don't know if I believe there is one Great American Read, but as I prepare to leave Penn State next year and begin my career as an educator, I do believe The Alchemist is the Great American Read for this stage of my life. I would recommend this book to everyone, really, but especially to anyone who is at a crossroads or is about to embark on a new journey. If you need an extra push to bet on yourself and follow your dreams, The Alchemist will deliver.
That book is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. Reviewer Addison Godfrey is a graduate assistant at WPSU. You can vote for your favorite of the Great American Read books at pbs.org/greatamericanread. And if you'd like to review your favorite book from the list, go to wpsu.org/bookmark to find out how. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.